What's going on? Welcome to the No Judgment Zone with Kabir Kabizi Singh. We are back. Due to high demand, I want to thank everybody that has kind of trickled into this podcast. Mad love to everybody that's been watching Two Browns Don't Make a White. I'm over here with the regular crew, as you know, from Jeremy versus Jeffrey fame. Jeremy and Jeffrey. By the way, say what's up, Jeffrey. Jeffrey and Jeremy. Say
hello,
hi,
everybody. How's it going, man? Thanks for having us back.
Hello.
Some of the feedback that I've been getting on these fights have been great because they've been epic and they've been great. They've been hating each other. They still hate each other. And we got very special guests. Abel Jaramillo.
What's going on? How are you?
How are you guys doing? You guys speak a little bit louder. Move a little bit up. We've been watching, of course, one of the producers on the Side Hustle show. And what else should we talk? So things have been going crazy. I wanted to talk about three different things today. Number one, I know Jeremy's been doing some new things over here with Woke Smoke. He's selling a CBD thingy-majiggies. And Jeremy Jeff has been hating on him the whole time, right? Jeff, have you been hating on it? What do you think?
Well, no. I provided him a way to – I helped him out.
He enabled me for a temporary spot. But here it is.
Okay, yeah. Go
check this out. Check it out. Hey, this Woke Smoke stuff is the easiest thing in the world to sell, right?
Right.
I gave Jeffrey a ton of it. He has sold nothing. He treated like a copier machine.
Yeah, but I didn't – I didn't work on it, Jeffrey. I went out one
never,
day.
Never ever give me sales advice again. You can't sell anything. If somebody comes up to you and goes, "Yeah, I want to buy it," and you're the guy behind the desk, then you could probably sell that guy. But other than that,
yeah, but I wasn't trying, so I don't know. I mean, I went out one day.
You can't expect effort from Jeffrey, is what he's trying to say.
Right. Right? I didn't.
But bro, he had a sales job, sales copiers for how many months?
I don't remember.
Dude, he rented.
All of a sudden.
No,
let's just say three months.
Let's just read. But these aren't copiers that these. It's not like you just buy a copier for
$50. How many copier machines did you sell in three months where the company hires you and pays you to sell a copy machine? How many did you sell?
These are like $50,000 copy machines.
Not the question I'm asking. The question I'm asking.
They're on leases. That's like saying how many cars did you sell when like. People have to trade in their cars. They don't just buy cars.
I promise you, they would have sold one car in 3 months. So how many copier machines?
You have to call the place. They're on like a 5-year lease. So if they're 2.5 years into a lease, you can't sell them a new copier.
Oh, or you.
It's not like a roof that's it's messed up, and then obviously you can sell them a new roof.
Yeah,
like that's easy.
You couldn't do that either. No, it's not.
That is easy.
You couldn't sell Woke Smoke.
Junior,
who's missing three front teeth, can sell Woke Smoke.
I didn't try to sell Woke Smoke, nor do I care. And then you said the guy had someone else to do it in my area.
But you were making me look embarrassed. It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
I probably worked for a total of about 1 hour, and I did not sell anything. You're correct. You worked a total of 8 hours, and you sold two things when I was with you.
Three things.
With you.
Yep.
That was a bad day.
No, I didn't.
And
I
you said you gave me Togo's.
Yep.
For 8 hours, I got a sandwich.
I bought the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
So for 8 hours of work, I got a Togo sandwich and a bottle. And a
bottle,
beer.
And I think I got some beers,
and
too.
And a beer.
Yeah.
And I think I got some beers, too.
So it was great.
Why you mentioned?
That was a great time spent.
But or you could have been driving somebody around and then lose their phone in your car, and then you have to deal with that later.
I don't really
care
about
that. How many times did that happen, by the way, when you're driving Uber? A lot of people lose the shit. I've lost my shit over there a couple times.
It's pretty rare.
Anyways.
Yeah, man.
But I'll get $15 when I give it back.
$15 whole dollars?
Wow.
Well, all American.
He's gonna call an Uber and have him pick it up, and I'll get $15 just for giving it to the Uber driver.
That's not bad. Look at you. This guy's always finding ways to make $15 while doing nothing.
It's like he's robbing
it. Well, I have to give it to the driver.
Well, I guess my question is
non-productive machine.
I don't really care about your opinion. Yeah,
you've proven it.
Yeah.
You've proven that you are a non-productive machine.
So during this whole thing, other people have been finding other ways to do their side hustle, I guess.
Hey.
Jeremy's been doing that. Jeff, how has the Uber community been hit by the COVID-19? Like, has it been less people taking it? Do you have to take more precautions to make people feel safer when they're in the car? Like, what have you done?
I wear a mask, but that's about it. I really don't care. I mean, it's...
Otherwise, it's not up or down. They're gone down.
Oh, it's down like 80%.
Mm.
So I'm I signed up to do like deliveries and stuff in between rides, but now it's picking up. Like I've actually gotten a lot of Uber and Lyft rides like the past week.
May I ask you a question? Speak up. Do you and Amazon people get at each other? You know what I mean? Do you like feel like you're riding on their territory or anything like that?
No, because
you guys are a brotherhood.
If I'm driving Uber, other Uber drivers are my competition. That's it.
That's it, huh?
The other Uber drivers. So even though we work for the same company.
You're giving him the old thumbs up.
I don't do anything. I just hope he gets the hell out of the way and lets me drive on my way.
Yeah. Okay.
They're driving those fucking vans around.
Yeah.
And Abel, what have you been doing this whole COVID act? Have you been okay with work-wise? By the way, we got Abel Harvey over here.
That's it.
How many times have you been fired during this
COVID-19?
Yeah.
Only once. This guy has a job that's in demand, so he just gets fired every 30 days. Go ahead.
Yeah, I choose. I pick and choose.
No.
COVID hit.
No. You have to be smart about it. So
COVID hit, and I had some work, and then I didn't have some work. Yeah. And now I got some work.
Okay.
So it goes.
Got the resume back out there again. But it's been nice. Up.
I've been doing jack shit and been, like, sitting at my home and been yelled at. Yeah. I've been riding motorcycles. I don't
Shooting pellet guns?
Shooting pellet guns.
No, it's cool. Right. Like, I think that if you guys have, I think that COVID-19 has affected a lot of people, and it's affected us, too. Though, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've went from doing a lot of shows, but, you know.
It hasn't really affected me at all, to be honest.
I can see how that would happen with Jeff.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Fran's except for poker.
A little tense. I just want to let you know.
Jeff's mom, by the way.
Yeah, Jeff's mom, Fran.
Except for, the biggest thing is poker. That's the biggest problem.
That's what, even though we have a poker league that we're playing every night.
I can't go to Vegas and play.
My question is, here's the thing about Jeff, about irritation. I want to bring this up real quick because there is a poker league. I'm not going to say who's running it because I don't. But we do a thing every day where we have an 8 o'clock tournament. We accumulate points, and Jeff has been really doing well on the second season. He won the first season, actually. But my question is, how have you pissed off all these people? There's Mike Sitara, Mike Penn, Jay, Irish Dave, Jack Jr., they've all asked me, why do you know this guy? How do you get under people's skin, and why do people... And it can't be the winning, because there are other people that have been winning, too. I mean, other people have won, but what is it? Like, why... Oh, first of all, when we play poker, he sits out the first 30 minutes, 30, 45 minutes just to be a dick.
Well, it's not just to be a dick. It's just because I tend to overvalue my chips if I don't.
He tends to overvalue... Okay, this is a
$20
game that everybody's just trying to escape their life, and this guy is over here playing this like the World Series.
Yeah, but so what? I'm going to try my best. Like, why would I do anything less than that?
Listen, Jeff, this is one of the very few things I had your back on this a little bit, only because people are complaining to me. I got a little pissed off about it. I don't mind you sitting out. But,
well,
you know,
I'm not breaking any rules.
Here's my question.
It's just an annoying thing to do, right?
Can I ask my question?
Do you find the most annoying thing to do just to fucking piss off people?
I had no idea it was going on. I had 5 people ask me, what's going on between Jeff and Kabir?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he got angry.
I got angry because I got all these people saying, like, how do you know
this
guy?
I had no idea what was going on, right?
Yeah, I blocked him on my phone and Facebook.
Okay, yep. And people are asking me, I have no idea what's going on. I'm like, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Well, Sean's not 5 people. Sean's 1 person.
Jason, too?
Yeah. But here's the thing, though.
No, he blasted on Facebook, I guess.
Everybody came up to me and was like, dude, this guy is just fucking up. They're like, he's like messing
up. Sean thinks you're mad at him, too. Are you mad at Sean?
No. Why would I be mad at Sean?
Because he said you're now ignoring him.
I'm not ignoring him.
Okay,
why would I ignore Sean?
I went to the gas station. That's where I get my gas.
I went to the gas station.
Here's my thing. When you're running a league, all I want to do is hear less from people as possible. I mean,
and Jeffrey ruins that.
Jeff will get in a war. Sean has his back nonstop. And then I got to deal with 2 motherfuckers.
Yeah, but I'm not breaking any rules or doing anything wrong.
It's just annoying for me. Like,
Then yell at them, not me.
Like, selling out clubs, and then now I got to deal with fucking people crying about you sitting out tournaments.
That's
it's a big fucking up.
I'm a quick crying.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I said.
I agree.
Those that are playing poker, stop your crying.
And I agree.
And so we're all playing by the same rules. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Except for Jack Jr.
And if they have a problem, if they have a problem with the rules,
I know that. Fuck Jack Jr.
We were joking around. Obviously,
Jack Jr. the nicest.
You own the Ha Ha Club now.
You know Jack Jr. called me, and he was all like, "Hey man, what's up with your? When's the next Kirby show?" And I was like, whatever you want. He's like, I want to go to Fremont. I was like, why? I mean, it's just like $200. He's like, no, I give a fuck about that. I want to beat your friend's ass, Jeff. I was like, yeah.
Dude, we were joking around. Like, he made some stupid
comment. Would you understand how
comment.
People that don't know you might take you a little bit? Like,
Jeff is the guy I brought up to that Patterson show. He was a dude that was with me. He met Jeff.
Yeah. One time. I think once.
Yeah. Jack Jr.'s mom is a goddamn queen.
No,
yeah.
I know. And we were joking around, and I apologized to him, and... As far as I know, it's
Jeff,
it's done.
Jeff has like selective Asperger's. That's his problem.
No, full blown Asperger's.
It's like he just really doesn't care at certain points.
Jeff thrives on being odd.
I mean,
not really.
He's winning that.
You do.
Elizabeth wins that.
Jeff will do stuff deliberately because it annoys you.
Well, I know it annoys you.
35 years old, but exactly. You'll do something so the person's annoyed. That's who
it's hilarious.
That's who you are.
I do it to you.
35 years old.
No, you do it to everybody. You do it to the people in you play poker with. You do it to everybody.
But I'm not. I do that all the time in the poker tournament.
Okay, you guys want to hear a chess story?
You know, you know what? Hold on your story. On the poker thing, I used to go to Morongo and in Southern California and play this poker tournament every week. And
they all fucking hate you.
So I sat out.
So I got 86.
I sat out one time for like an hour and a half. I ended up winning the tournament.
Yep.
They changed the rules.
They did.
To where you could only sit out for like a maximum of 30 minutes because of me.
That sounds about right.
Because everybody's annoyed by it.
But I don't understand why it matters. Like, you pay your entry. It's like I'm sitting there folding every hand, just not looking at it.
I'll give you this, though. Phil Helmuth does that all the time in World Series tournaments.
Okay.
He goes up there. He fucking bounces out. He doesn't show up to the fifth level. I get it. It's a World Series. Why are you doing this on a 20-man home game tournament on PokerStars where everybody's
because trying? To me it doesn't matter.
But it's annoying when it's
competition. Did you watch the Michael Jordan thing? How he's playing for a dollar freaking hands of blackjack because he wants to.
You are not Michael Jordan.
I'm not Michael Jordan.
I can't believe. But I like
the competition.
Michael Jordan. You are not that Jerry Curl.
But I'll treat every tournament the same way, whether it's for $1,000 or for $2.
Could you imagine just being like the guy at McDonald's when Michael Jordan shows up? Would you like fries with that? What do you mean? And your whole family, you're just like, this guy's fucking hitting me. Like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm just saying, I like the competition, and that's what I thrive on. I'm going to treat every tournament the same way.
You're more like Tony Snell.
All right, continue your story, Sloth. No.
Would you guys like to hear Jeffrey's story?
Of course, why not?
Fuck. So, yeah, I guess about a week ago, Jeffrey was Ubered out, I guess. I don't know.
Ubered out.
He was a little Ubered out. He's a little tired doing a little Uber, so he's hanging out. Why were you hanging out with me that day anyways?
What day are you talking about?
The day that you talked to your dad in the
cafeteria parking. That was the woke smoke day, wasn't it?
No, it was a totally different day. We're in Hayward. We did woke smoke in San Jose. You're with me in Hayward. So we're just saying you were Ubered out. I don't know.
That was the day I went with you on the roof appointment.
We're sitting in a taqueria. I'm ordering my tacos, and we're sitting there, and Jeff gets a phone call from his dad. And obviously, what happened was Jeffrey started a little ruckus at the house. Fran doesn't want Jeffrey eating in his room. And Jeffrey wanted an explanation why he shouldn't be allowed to eat in his room at 35 years old.
Yeah. Right.
So naturally, calls Dad, and Dad has to take Fran's side because Dad doesn't want to lose the house because Dad was banging an Asian girl through email.
Right. So it went that strong where your mom called your
dad
estranged.
And Jeffrey goes, Jeffrey wanted an explanation why he shouldn't eat.
Right.
So happened? So tell me the end of that story.
Okay, so the thing, so my problem
lean
is...
Lean up and speak loud, idiot.
My problem is that I've been eating in my room the whole time I lived there. And then all of a sudden...
So your whole life. It's the same room you've been in your whole life.
Well, I moved back there after I lived with the Sloth like a year ago.
Okay, but your whole life, right? The one you grew up
not
in?
Not since I was 5 years old. Like, I wasn't probably allowed to eat in my room when I was five.
Yeah, but that's the same room that you learned to masturbate in and hump the pillow, that shit.
Same room. Okay, so I've been eating there, no issues. And then all of a sudden my mom's like, you're not allowed to eat in your room. And I'm like, why? And she can't explain it. She won't tell me. And I'm like, well, then I'm just going to continue eating my room because there's no problem. And so she calls my dad, and then now there's an issue. And I'm like, I don't understand
So you were putting your foot down at that point. At that point,
let me tell you,
I just want an explanation.
You were like, hey, landlord.
All I want is one explanation.
Bro.
You just want to know why. You want to know why things have changed.
For a quick second.
I just want to know why she...
Give me a reason why I can't have spam in my...
Jeffrey wanted an explanation why he couldn't. So his dad called. You want to hear the explanation his dad?
I called my dad to ask him, and he said it's because...
I was in the car listening to this shit on speaker. And here's the explanation that Jeffrey's dad, Jim, gave Jeffrey. He goes, well, Jeffrey, when mom threw me out after I got caught banging the Asian girl, and I had to go live with some Asian family, and they made me take off my shoes when I walked in the house. You think I like it? But rules are rules, Jeff.
That is the explanation.
Rules are rules. I didn't like the rules, Jeff.
But it was also never a rule. It was never a rule
so
before.
So Fran has changed the rules.
Yep. Why? Why? That's what I want to know is why.
Because your mom is angry because she visualized her life somewhere else, and next thing you know, okay,
then she can say that.
With your crazy ass sister and you.
And that has nothing to do with me eating in my room.
You know what it is? She went full Gavin Newsom.
How did you fix the situation with eating in the room? Are you still going to eat there?
No.
Because rules are rules.
No, she's there all the time. I'm not going to.
Okay,
all right.
So
there's a cereal bowl in your room.
The only reason I eat in my room is because my mom watches the TV downstairs. I sit on my laptop in my room, and I just choose to spend my time there. Rather, like,
and this guy trashes me.
But so what? Like, so I don't eat in my room.
What do you trash Sloth about the most, Jeremy Curry? What do you trash him about the most?
There's so many things.
What's top two?
Well.
He's fat.
He's scared because Jeremy's got like a baseball bat walking around.
No, he's not.
He's fat and...
He's excited about this.
He's fat and...
It's like a Christmas.
And Jenny runs his life.
Like most married men. Now, your girlfriend with a penis, she does not run your life.
Okay, guys, real quick. I want to stop this real quick. This has been part one of Jeffrey versus Jeremy again. We're back, man. We're back. No Judgment Joe with Kabizi. We got to keep it at 15 minutes because people have been complaining about this going on 40 minutes. We're going to do another one right after this, back to back. This has been Kabir Singh. Give it up for Jeremy, Jeffrey, and Abel Jaramillo.
Hello.
This has been another episode of No Judgment Joe, and we will see you again very soon. Love you guys. Take care. Bye. Part two.